We can do it. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure District number one to order. Today is December 23rd. It is 10:08. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the record and the recording, we'll start with the board. Rye, your chair, you want to start?
Yeah, Ryan Button, board chair.
Kirk Young, board clerk.
David Hutchison with CLA.
And that is everyone I show on the call. Christy, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay, perfect. First up, we're going to do a public hearing. Public hearing will be to take comment on the 2025 budget. So, can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Kurt. Right?
Yes, I'll second it, yeah.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're now in the public hearing to take public comment for the 2025 budget. David from CLA.
Right, thanks, Michael. Yeah, so from our tentative meeting, we have our developer advance set at the 51,000 for the expenses for the year, accounting, auditing, insurance, legal. And then the changes that we made were to the second debt service fund for those contract fee revenues. As we discussed in our email, we've updated the amounts in here and the principal for a principal payment in the current year that was made on December 1st, 889,000. So that carries forward an estimated 84,498, and then we anticipate the 5.355 million in contract fee re revenues in 25 for paying agent fees, bond interest 566,620, and bond principal estimated of 4,785,000. I don't know if there were any questions specifically on any of the items in here.
And again, that number for 2025 and then added to what is coming in for 2024 reflects what was performed out for those 2 years combined,
Yeah.
right?
That's what was projected in the initial
Market.
indenture, the market study that they had done.
Okay.
So that would be those 2 years combined would be back on track of instead of being ahead of schedule.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. The capital projects, just no changes here, but we have the remaining funds being allocated to capital outlay with the interest income there. So, okay.
Okay.
If no other questions, I'll turn it back over to you, Michael.
All right, board, any questions that you guys have?
No. Nope.
Okay, perfect. I don't see anyone else on the call. Christy, did anyone show up at the anchor location?
No.
All right. With that, then I can take a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Kurt.
I'll second.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. So next up, we have the minutes from our December 6th board meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you want me to put them up?
I've reviewed them.
Okay.
I'm good
If
to
they
make a
look
motion.
okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the board minutes, meeting minutes from December 6, 2024. I'll
Thanks,
second.
Rye. Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, here's the resolution to adopt the budget. Basically, this therefore is the important part. So we're going to finalize the 25 budget and then we're going to impose and approve the four mills that is in the governing document. That's the right number, right, Rye?
Yes.
I pulled it out of the governing document. I just wanted to double check with you. So, okay, if you guys are good with this, this is what I need to get to the State Tax Commission and the county auditor. So I'll send them a copy of this as well as the governing document. That's what he's asked me to do. Last year, we had to work out how to move forward when we have all the new PIDs. And so he and I discussed it, and this is the way we're going to do it from going forward. We don't have to go through the normal truth and taxation process. So, because PIDs are so unique, the mills are set, they don't adjust like a normal tax rate does. So, we just send it every year. He just holds everything at the four mills. So,
Okay.
all right. With that, then, can I get a motion to approve the 25 budget and adopt the resolution?
I'll make a motion to approve the 2025 budget and resolution 2024-06.
You know what? Christy, is this the what's the correct resolution number?
Seven.
Seven? I wasn't sure. Okay, there you go. Sorry, Kirk.
Sorry, resolution 2024-07. Or do I need to start
Okay.
over?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll second.
Thanks, Ry. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Now let's pull out calendars. So, last week of the month, is that what is going to work, you think?
Yeah.
So that will be Feb, or excuse me. So those will be January, April, July, October, then we'll have our tentative budgets in November, and then final budgets in December. So you're good with doing the last week of the month for those months.
Yeah, I think generally, let's go through each one if that's okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to pick dates right now, or are you just saying generally we're going to just
Yeah,
say the last
well,
week?
typically what we'll do is like you tell us you want Tuesdays, Mondays, what time works. That way, you know, we get around any meetings you guys have scheduled already or running meetings. And then it gets on your calendar. That way you guys can plan.
You want to do January 27th for that first one on Monday? Okay, let's do January 27th for the January meeting.
Okay.
I think generically speaking, like a 10 a.m. start is generally going to be good. Maybe that's something we kind of fine-tune as we go each, check on the next meeting. You
Okay,
said
let me.
April.
I think we have one already set at 10 o'clock on the 27th.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm
Yeah,
going to
we have
not
Black
listen.
Desert. Yep. So we could do 9, we could do 11
Any of
if
those
you want
ones?
it.
Either one, 9 or 11.
Let's do 9. Get it out of the way then. First
Okay.
thing. Okay.
And
All
then the
right,
next
so
one would be April, you said?
yep.
You want to do the 28th? Just kind of stick with the first or the last Monday of the month kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be preferable if we could
Okay.
do it that way. All right, so 9 o'clock on the 28th, then we would be into July, which would put us the 25th. No,
No, 20th
21st,
again.
28th. I was looking down at August, sorry. Okay, so the 28th at 9.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
Okay.
You guys decide. I'm good with either.
Okay, we'll stay at 9.
Okay.
Then we'll look at October, so it'd be October 27th.
Yeah.
Okay. And then November 24th would be when we would do the tentative budget.
Okay, that works.
Okay. And then December 29th.
I don't love that one.
Yeah.
I have a lot of time to travel that week between. Can we do the 22nd of December?
Sure.
Okay, let's do the 22nd of
Okay.
December.
So that'll be the only one that's not the last Monday. Okay.
Can somebody get a meeting invite for
Yep.
all five of those sent out?
Christy, yep, Christy will send those out.
You don't need the October 27th meeting. You already have it in July and one in November.
Can you, David, can you get the tentative by that October?
No, or you could use the November 24th date that you set.
Well,
You're
you're going to need financials for quarterly reporting for October. That's why we're pushing for the October one, right?
Yeah.
If we need to do the budget by then, we should be able to push that and get that done. So if you wanted to just skip the November, that's what you're talking about, right, Michael? To skip the November one and just go, or skip the December one and just do final in November.
Can you get the final done by
If we
then?
do the tentative in October, that's plenty of time to do the final by November.
Okay.
That's good for
Ryan,
us.
Kurt, you guys good? That gives you December off.
That's great.
If you want to plug them all just so they sit on our calendar and we can cancel December if it's not needed, that's fine too. I don't care, but I love the idea of getting it done in November and just having it off of all of our plates.
Okay. Okay, we'll do that. All right, can I get a motion then to approve the annual meeting schedule as we discussed?
I'll make a motion to approve the 2025 meeting schedule we just discussed. My second.
Okay, thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, let's get through this open and public meetings training. So we have to follow the open public meetings training statute, which means we have to conduct all of our meetings in a public setting. That way, the public can participate. They can come to any of the meetings. They can join by Zoom. We have to have a quorum, obviously, so we need two of the three of you. Our meetings we have to post, so we have to post the place, the date, the time, and the agenda. On the agenda, we have to have reasonable, what they say is reasonable specificity. So we'll take today's example. We have the budget resolution. We can't just put a resolution of the board. It's got to be what is the resolution covering, if that makes sense. So we have an electronic meetings policy, which allows us to conduct the meetings electronically. So on the agenda, we have to post that, provide that link, Zoom or Teams, whichever one it is, or a phone-in number. That way the public can see it. They can join if they want. So on the public notice website, we have listed the district, actually all seven, but then we have your guys's contact info. They can sign up for emails. That way, anytime we post something related to the district on that public notice website, it will kick emails out to people who have signed up. Again, the annual meeting schedule's there. They can go on, they can see it. That way, if they want to plan accordingly, they can join a meeting. They can look for the agendas. When we have special meetings, it kicks out an email to them telling them we're going to have that special meeting. We have to keep minutes and recordings. So the recordings have to be posted within 72 hours after the meeting. And then the written minutes become the official minutes, and we adopt those at a following board meeting. And those become the official meeting minutes, or a meeting, yeah, minutes, once they're approved at that following board meeting. We could possibly go into a closed session, pretty limited on what we can go into closed sessions for. They would be appraisals. If the district were going to purchase anything right away, water rights, any of that stuff, we could go into closed. Or if the development company, if it's tied to the district and we need to talk about appraisals and those things are going to be annexed in, any commercial information that might, if you guys have plans or if you have something that an annexation or something that we need to close for that might cause commercial injury or damage to the development company, we could close to talk about those things. That way you guys aren't giving out trade secrets or anything like that. So it allows us to do those. We can close for competency, character, health of any of the board members, or if we were to have any employees, legally we can't, but we could close for that. I guess technically we could close to talk about any like contractors you guys have for that reason as well. We could close. We could close for litigation to talk about strategies, anything like that, collective bargaining. If we were going to do any security plans, security personnel, devices, we could close for those. Or any investigations dealing with allegations of criminal misconduct, fraud, anything like that, we could close for those. Closed meetings have to be recorded and we have to have minutes as well. The only time they can be opened is by a court order, so pretty high bar. So if we were to have had one today, next board meeting, we would have a close so we could go through the minutes. And that would be what we would do. 24-hour notice for meetings. Public hearings are 7-day notices. So when we get to the budget every year, it'll always be a 7-day notice. We can have those special meetings outside of the annual meeting schedule. We just need to notice them. Okay, any questions?
No.
As fast as I can get done. So we're required to have that training every year. So that will cover us for 25. If one of the outside auditors or the state auditor were to audit us, we could show these minutes. And then we do an affidavit from the firm saying that you guys got the minutes, so or you guys got the training.
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, you guys have anything else? I'll talk to Matt again about that. Right, look for the email on the that right of way. Which road is it, by the way?
Called Olympia Boulevard. It's the one that runs right at the center of the project.
Is it the Harriman Parkway one? Just extend it up.
No, that's a different section.
That's a different. Okay. Just curious. All right. If nothing else, we'll get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. I'll
Thanks,
second.
Ryan. Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Hey, have a good holidays, you guys.
Okay, thanks. You guys too.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
See
See
ya.
you. Bye.